As soon as he had Johnny's attention again, Yvonne handed him a cyclomine radio and pointed at the man.
He watches, said Yvonne. He talk.
He pointed at the radio. Abruptly alert, Johnny saw that they might have an enemy in front of them and another one in the forest behind them. He passed orders swiftly through Robert the Fox, who whipped off to get their small force faced both ways. Brigantes! The man at his feet had wide, hide crossbelts, and spare arrows were arranged, points into flaps along the leather. He had an odd pair of crudely made, strapped boots, reminding Johnny of the remains of paratrooper boots he had seen in base storerooms. The man's hair was cut short and stood up. The face was scarred and brutal. The fellow was stirring, recovering from the unexpected clout of a rifle butt. Colonel Yvonne promptly put a foot on his neck to prevent his rising. Robert the Fox was back with a nod that dispositions had been made.
They may have been scouting us for days. That's a cyclo radio.
Yes, and bomb fuse. I think there's more here.
A bomb exploded in an orange blast about 50 feet away. An assault rifle hammered out. There followed a period marked only by the startled rush of birds and monkeys through the drip of rain. Johnny got back to the log. Nothing was happening in the compound. Robert put two riflemen in position to cover it.
We're boxed. Nicely planned raid.
Take the rear first. Clean them out back there.
Charge!
Bawled Colonel Yvonne. Then something in Russian. There was an instant hammering of assault rifles. Bursting grenades racketed and smoke poured through the rain. Running feet of men covering each other as they went forward in alternate waves. Screams. Russian and Scot battle cries. Then, a lull. Then another furious hammer of assault rifles. Another lull. A voice, hoarse, rising way above the birds and rain.
We surrender!
English? Not French? The coordinator looked confused. Some distant running feet as Robert the Fox threw some of his men back of the voice to prevent a trap. Johnny grabbed a blast rifle from a Scot and threw himself down. Pinpoint. No flame. He cut loose with a savage burst at the breathe gas cooler housing. The ancient outside metal peeled away under the repeating impacts like hide. There was a clank and a hiss over there. Johnny gave it another burst. They waited. No cyclos came rushing out. The place must be flooded with air over there, but there was no reaction. The rain came down and the birds and monkeys quieted. Drifting smoke, black powder smoke from the grenades, was harsh to the nose.